morning. I'd like to thank everybody for coming on a busy Erev Yontif. It's still busy, even if you don't have to put up a sukkah or burn your chametz. Erev Yontif is always busy. So thank you everyone for coming. Today's topic, being that it's Erev Kabbalah Satorah, I figured I'll talk about the mitzvah of Kviyas Itim HaTorah. Obviously, you could talk about Kviyas Itim HaTorah as a mitzvah every day of the year. It doesn't take a break. But at the same time, probably before Kabbalah Satorah, which, you know, as I tell people, you know, many Yom Tovim, it's very clear what our job is, right? You got to shake your dal minim. You got to sit in the sukkah. You got to eat your matzah. Don't eat your chametz on, shouldn't even be your chametz, on Pesach. What do we do on Shavuos? Okay, we know there's a inyan to stay up all night, but that's not the defining factor of the Yontif. For those who are able to do it, great, matovu manoyim, but many people can't. That's not the defining moment of the Yontif. You'll say it's eating the cheesecake.
You got it, Rob.
But, you know, that's not it also. Some people can have all their meals just fleishiks. No cheesecake, a little bit on the side, you know. So what is the inyan of the Yontif of Shavuos? And I believe, as far as I'm right, it's Man Matan Torasenu. It's our own Kabbalah Satorah. And part of Kabbalah Satorah is making a statement to ourselves, be careful from using the word nether or vow, but making a statement to ourselves of our commitment to Limud HaTorah. And thus, it's probably the best day, you know, to learn the halachos of Kviyas Itim HaTorah. You know, anytime you go through the halachos of a topic, even a topic like this, which people know, of course, is a mitzvah. A person is supposed to be Kviyas Itim HaTorah, V'Kiyas Bo Yom V'Laila. A person has to learn. But each time you go through those halachas with clarity, it could help a person think of ideas and ways how I could be better mekayim that. I better could keep those halachas. I heard many times when I was younger, my parents used to take me on Motzei Shabbos to Rabbi Yisrael Reisman's famous Navi Sher. By Reisman, one of his pet topics was talking about the mitzvah of Kviyas Itim HaTorah. And he remembers Talmidim that he had in yeshiva, who years later, you know, were out of yeshiva, they were working, and he'd meet them on the street. He's like, Maishi, how's it going? How's the mishpacha? Nu, do you have a seder? You have a set time to learn? And the guy was like, you know, Rebbe, just had a kid, just got a new job, just didn't have any time. And he said, here there were people that were dedicated talmidim back in the days in yeshiva, but now that they were out of yeshiva, it seemed like a challenge to find the time, to find the place. You know, you find people, they move into community, you know, where are you davening? I'm figuring it out. They'll daven a little bit here, a little bit there, especially in the big community. They go shul hopping. Right? These New Yorkers, my gosh, you know, they could daven, you know, could spend a whole year going to different shuls without repeating. New York, New Jersey. But, you know, that's people, sometimes it takes people time to, they find a shul, they find a place they feel comfortable in. But that's for davening Kol Shekein, for Limud HaTorah, which is even harder thing to pin down. And Rabbi Reisman bemoaned the fact that It's a big problem. It's a big issue. People, you know, if you keep on pushing it off, keep on waiting, you know, till you have time, you may not have time. And that's why understanding this mitzvah of Kviyas Itim Torah is very important. The better we understand it, the better we could figure out a way to make it happen. Now, the first thing, we call this year the mitzvah of Kviyas Itim Torah, the mitzvah, commandment of setting aside time for learning. Why are we talking about that? Why isn't the mitzvah just simple, a mitzvah of Talmud Torah? It's a mitzvah to learn Torah. Okay, there's a matter. Okay, if set time around, why do we call it the mitzvah of Kviyas Itim Torah? And really the basis of this is a Gemara in Shabbos, famous Gemara. Amar Rava, top of the sheets. B'shah shemachnitzin adam ledin, after 120 years, person comes up to Shemayim for the ultimate test. Right, so this is a pretty good situation. We got the test ahead of time. Right, it's not illegal. No one stole the regents. But right here, the Gemara Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, it's in there in print. These are the questions we're going to get. Okay? So we got the questions. All we have to have is the answers. So the first question, Nesat, Sosav Nesat Bemuna, did you do business properly? Obviously, not an easy question to answer if you're in business. Okay? Next question, Kaveis Itim Torah. Right, maybe you could pass one question. I don't know, you know. Pass. What's the next one? This is right there, number two. Were you kovea time to learn? It doesn't say, did you learn Torah? Did you do the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Specifically, did you set aside time to learn? It talks about the Sakta Pir of Rivia, Tzipisa Yeshua. Do you want Mashiach now? Hopalta B'chachma. How well did you learn? Avanta davar mitoch davar. And then it talks about having Yir Shamayim. Okay, all these important areas to know. But really, the kasha is on the Gemara too. Where did the Gemara get that the mitzvah, that the focus is Koveya Itim Torah? And you find in Halacha, Shulchan Aruch talks about it too. Shulchan Aruch, after a person davens, this is Orachayim Sim Kuf Nun Hey, Yelcha Beis Medrash, V'yikba Eis Lomod. You should set aside a time to learn. And we'll see soon. There are very specific halachas of how to be Mekayim, the set time for learning. So before we begin anything, what's the basis of the mitzvah of having a set time to learn? Versus just learning. Correct. Right? A shir like this, it's every Sunday morning, set time. Yeah, that's a kiyum of Kaveh Itim Torah. But if it will be a situation where, you know, sometimes you come, sometimes you don't come, sometimes you learn in the morning, sometimes you learn in the afternoon, sometimes you learn Monday, sometimes you learn Tuesday, sometimes it's Shabbos. So that's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but seemingly that's lacking the mitzvah of Kviyas Itim Torah. Kviyas Itim Torah sounds like, and we'll see soon all the Gedarim, is you have to have a set time, yeah, every day. So where does that come from? You know, I know many people, when it comes to davening, you know, especially if you have a minion factory in your neighborhood, right? Some days you'll get free for the 2 o'clock minion. Some days it'll be the 2:15. Some days you're so busy it's not till the 5 o'clock minion. A person could go an entire week never davening mincha at the same time. And I'm just picking on mincha because it's the middle of the workday for people. But there are many people, depending on what time they get up, it's a different chakras each day. It's a different ma'ariv. Now, we might say, you know, it might advise somebody it's best to have a set schedule each day to daven at a set time. But you know what? there's no mitzvah specifically of davening the same time every day. No such thing. That's why many factories do, you know, serve a tremendous need. There are some days I could daven the 2 o'clock mincha, but there's some days I got a case, I got a big issue, a big problem I have to fix. I ain't getting out till 5, 6 o'clock. So flexibility is something, right? We all need to be, right? It's one of the big milos in the world today. Everyone needs to be flexible. So by davening, sounds like flexibility is okay, as long as you're davening within the zman. But when it comes to Talmud Torah, it sounds like it's not enough. A person has to be koveya itim Torah. You're supposed to have a set time to learn. Where's that come from? Why can't we just be like davening? I'll daven whenever the minion factory, you know, I'm ready for the next minion. So I found two answers to this question. One answer is in Rashi over here in the Gemara and Shabbos. Let's read Rashi. Kavei itim. Rashi writes, "Ufisha adam tzarech l'asik b'derech eretz." A person has to be involved in parnasa. A person has to figure out a way to support his family. Shem ein derech eretz ein Torah. If you have no parnasa, you ain't going to be able to learn Torah. Therefore, chutzlich l'kavo itim Torah, a person has to set aside time for learning. Davar katzav, a clear set amount. Shlo yimshach kol yom derech eretz. So you shouldn't be caught up the whole day in work. Sounds like from Rashi, you know why there's a mitzvah of kavei itim Torah? Where does it come from? That's part and parcel of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Because if you don't have a set time, it's never going to happen. This is Rabbi Reisman 101. If there's no set time for Talmud Torah, a person can get enveloped during the day with all pressing matters, and he won't do it. So thus, the halacha is you have to set aside time to learn. So this way, chok v'lo yavar. Okay, I have a boundary. This is my time to learn. So that's why there's a mitzvah of kavias in the Torah. It's the only way possible for us to be able to keep the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, to keep the mitzvah of Yigisa Bo Yom V'Layla. Yes? Right, right. Right. The Mishnah, I assume you're referring to in Avos. Right? You shouldn't say, L'kasha efna eshna, shemo tipana. That's the Mishnah. Person should say, when I have time, I'll learn, because maybe you'll never won't have time. But that Mishnah could be interpreted in just a simple sense. Don't just push off learning. You know, guy says, you know, first I'm going to earn, establish my parnasa. And then, you know, once I'm set, then I'll sit and learn, then I'll retire. Who says you ever get the chance to do it? The mission could be understood in a broad sense. It's not necessarily pinning it down on a daily basis. You have to have a set time. This Rashi over here on the Gemara in Shabbos is saying a daily time, a zman katzov, set time each day, because otherwise it's just not going to happen. So that's, I believe, the Pasha Pshat, where the mitzvah of kavias itim Torah comes from. Is if we don't have a set time, it's not going to happen. So we'll see soon. Practical halacha is what it means to have that set time. But I found perhaps a second reason, a second shot, why we have to have a set time for learning. And it's very interesting. This is from a Bir Hagra on the Shulchan Aruch, right over here in Kuf Nun Hei. It's on the top of your page. Bir Hagra on the Shulchan Aruch that says you have to have an Eis Kavua, a set time to learn, he writes, Zeu Inyanat Kvias, you're supposed to have a set time to learn. De Belav Hachi, if you don't have this, I'm reading him in the Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Noif Isha Chasar Leif. Person who commits adultery, he's missing his heart. Now the Gra is known for the most cryptic statements ever. I'll quote you like one line. This is Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. What's he referring to? What does that mean? So the Sefer expands it a little. Hainu de Begemara Hasam Isa Noif Isha Chasar Leif. Amar Eish Lakish. This pasuk. What does the pasuk mean? Zehalomi Torah Prakim. It's someone who learns Torah dispersely at random intervals. For Rashi Shem Kasa, Ve'ina Lomi Torah Tadir. Omen Lomi Tadir Tadir. He's not learning on a consistent basis. Kamisha Einal Isha, Ubo Pamzu Pamzu. Quite a mashal. This Gemara the Gra is referring to says that if a person learns Torah haphazardly, sometimes there, but not a set time. That's how the Gra is interpreting this Gemara. Not a kavias. You know what it's comparable to? Person doesn't is not married. Person doesn't have a set wife. So he's with this person, he's with that person, he's with that person. He's a floater. He has no set relationship. It's fascinating. According to this Gra, do you know why you have to learn Torah every day? Not necessarily because of the reason the Rashi said in the Gemara Shabbos, because otherwise it won't happen. It's a pagam in our relationship. Limud HaTorah is part and parcel, a major part, of our relationship with Hashem. Right? The Ragachev Gaon, one of the famous statements, he says, davening is you talking to Hashem. Limud HaTorah is Hashem speaking to you. Understanding Hashem's Torah, understanding Hashem's Das, that's what we're doing when we learn Torah. It's a relationship. If you only turn on that relationship every so often, that's Noif Isha Chasar Leif. You're not in a relationship. You're not coming home to your wife every night. The Gra says, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Limud HaTorah Kevias Itim HaTorah, when you learn on a daily basis, that's having the right relationship with Hashem. I have to connect with Hashem. It's not just, you know, every so often there's a topic in Shul, they have a nice share that attracts my attention. Look, that's wonderful. But that's still missing out something. It's a relationship. And in a relationship, as we all know, for it to work, you got to give. So Limud HaTorah is you got to give time every day to learning. That's the Gra's understanding. A very deep, fascinating, you know, definitely before I prepared to share, I necessarily remember this idea in the midst of Kviyas Itim HaTorah. But such a powerful, insightful idea that Limud HaTorah is a relationship with Hashem. And if I don't do it on a daily basis, it takes away from the seriousness, the connection, the commitment to that relationship.
According to that reason, does that mean that you have to learn the same thing every day?
No. You don't see from here that you have to learn the same topic every day. You know, some Chafetz Chaimers love doing that. I remember in my days in yeshiva, there was this legend of a guy who came to learn with a Talmud in yeshiva this certain topic. Seems, you know, the Talmud in the yeshiva, they learned with Kol guys. You know, after a while, you know, guys left the yeshiva, got jobs somewhere. But this Baal Bas who came in was so enthralled by the sugya. Boy, the guy, it was like 20 years later, he's still doing the same sugya. He's on his like fifth chavrusa. It was a big sugya, it was Cheska Sabatim. But, yeah, you don't have to do the same sugya. It's okay. Different learning each day. Now, I would like to go through some practical halachas of therefore what Kviyas Itim HaTorah, what you need to do to be Mekayim to the best of our abilities in the midst of Kviyas Itim HaTorah. So if you look on your sheets, there's a bir halacha. Chafetz Chaim writes, Machaber used the language of a yikba ace lomot, a set time to learn. Doesn't give any more qualifications. Okay, you have to learn a set time. He writes, Chafetz Chaim, v'nei etzem ha-limud, atik shehu lomi b'yachidi, hu gam ki mekayim mitzvah sasei shatam haTorah. You know what? To learn on a daily basis, you could do it by yourself. At home. Learn by yourself. Mekom makom, l'chalchila mitzvah lahadar kol ma sheyuchel lomo b'chabrua. It's best to do it as part of a group. Through this, there's greater kavod shemayim. That's a doozy. According to this Bir Halacha, now the Chafetz Chaim is a smart man. He put, the basic halachas he put in the Mishnah Berurah. You'll find in the Bir Halacha, he throws in additives. So this isn't the Bir Halacha, it's not in the Mishnah Berurah. And 100%, if a person spends his life every day with this set limo that he does by himself, 100%, you can answer the question after 120 years, did you do Kaveisi Dematara? Yes, check. You got the check. But here in the Bir Halacha, he's telling you, you can do it better. It's better. Right, people like chumras. Right? This is a nice chumrah. L'chachila. Maybe something. Chafetz Chaim is writing, the best way to do it is part of a group. Part of a group. That doesn't mean necessarily, the easiest way part of a group is like we said before. I think that we might be mekayim many things with this year. Right? Being part of a shir is for sure the ultimate, this Rovam Hadras Melech. I guess if we recruit more people, it'll be even more Rovam. But 100%, if you're part of a group, part of a chabura, that's the ultimate form of Kaviyas Sita Matar.
And if you attend by Zoom?
If you attend by Zoom, you know, I don't know, this gets back to our davenings. You know, could you daven by Zoom? No, that's a different thing, because that's practical. Can you answer, Kaddish Kedusha? But you attend by Zoom, yeah, there is something to that. There's this young Rebbe, Rabbi Schoenfeld, a grandson of the famous Rabbi Fabian Schoenfeld, Zatzal, just passed away, who started this Night Seder Across America. Boy, what a wonderful project he started. I hope to give a share on that on Shavuot to the Talmidim in Yeshiva, the concept of Kaviyas Itim Torah, for people who learn in yeshiva. It may not just be for people who are working, guys. Tune in the second day of Yontif. But he started this wonderful program, Night Seder America, where he has hundreds and hundreds, even 1,000 kids on Zoom learning together. Beautiful thing. Yes, that's Barovam Hajas Mal, 100%. But why is it that we all have to be together? How do you understand what the Chafetz Chaim is saying over here? You might say an argument, look, and this I could hear, and this works not just for a shir, right? The chaburah could also mean I'm learning in the base medrash, there are other people there. I could be learning with chavrusa one-on-one. That still could be viewed as a chaburah, as part, You have a night kolol, you have a program. That's also chaburah. But what's the point of this? I would have thought, okay, it's another hechrech, it's another means to guarantee that you're going to do it. If you learn by yourself, you're your own worst chavrusa. Right? You're not feeling great one day, okay, you're not going to learn. You got caught up in something, you're not going to learn. If you have a commitment to a chavrusa, in some ways the best because it's one-on-one, or you have a commitment, you're part of a group, you have a daf yomi group. So you're missing, hey, Josh, where were you? You hear that, Josh? Where were you? So you're part of a group. People ask you, where were you? That helps. That's not what the Chafetz Chaim says. Especially according to the first reason that we said, the Rashi and Shabbos, that the reason why there's a mitzvah, Kaviyas Itim Torah, is because you only have a set time, otherwise it's not going to happen. This might be a means to further solidify that it happens, is be part of a group. That's not what he says. Sounds like he says, because through that it's greater kavod shamayim. To me, this idea of the Bir Halacha fits great with this second idea that we said, that Limud HaTorah is a relationship. And Kaviyas Itim HaTorah is part of that relationship, that commitment. So you know what also is the best way to have that relationship? How the greater way to honor Hashem is to do it in public, to do it with a chabura, to have more people there, for people to see me learning. The more people get chizik from seeing other people learn. When I sit in the Beis Medrash at night learning, that gives chizik to other people. I don't mean me, I mean you. It's an important part of this year. When every one of us sit in the Beis Medrash at night, don't you think that's inspiring for other people to see? Do you know the guys in the yeshiva get chizuk, you know, when they see other people come to Beis Medrash at night? Well, people are learning. It's great. Now, what was the night seder kol done for the Beis Medrash? A real kol Torah. It's a wonderful thing. So that's part of this relationship. Barov Am Hajas Melech. The more people learning, the better. And if your community doesn't yet have learning at night, okay, it's time to start. Whatever we could do, let's make a time. So that's a first major halacha, practical halacha. Look, we could answer the question, yes, if we learn by ourselves in our house, we open up a nice art scroll and learn, fine. But even better, do it in shul, do it as part of a group. Encourage others. That's one halacha. Second halacha, also from the Bir Halacha, this one I didn't put in your sheets. The Bir Halacha is Medayik the Lashon, V'yikba Eis Lomo, the time to learn. And he brings that in Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya, the concept is that Tzarechanu Nekbo Eis L'Talmud Torah B'yom Uva Laila. Person has to learn. It's not enough to learn a set time. I dare say, even if a person, you know, is off, is retired, he has time in the morning to learn a solid hour. Wonderful. But that may not be enough. There's supposed to be a set time, both day and by night. So, the Chafetz Chaim actually elaborates on this. If you look at the Bir, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatim Beis, V'yikba Eis Lomod, so he quotes our Gemara in Shabbos, the Issa B'Gemara, Kishmachnisim Adam Ladin, Sholm, also Kaviyas Eitim HaTorah, V'tov Sheyikba Ha'eis Miyad Achara Tefillah, he said the best time to learn is after davening, that's what Shulchan Aruch said, after daven Shachris, to go and learn then. Yishum Yelchu Mechoyol Chayol, there's an idea to go, you know, from one step to another. Then he also says, because sounds like Rashi and Shabbos. Because if you don't do it now, who knows? You may not have the set time later. You may get too caught up at work. So really the best times, this is what Chavetz Chaim spells out in the Bir Halacha, let's say is to learn in the morning, either after Shachris, or if you're pressed for time, many people do it before Shachris, to have some learning pre or post your davening. Now look, there are some people, you know, after they daven, they need a good breakfast. They need a good donut, right? Okay, so grab your donut. You know, there are some shuls, they sponsor, you know, coffee stations and, you know, Danishes, just, okay, because sometimes the guy gets his donut, next thing he knows, you know, he's out and about, he never comes back. So, you know, the guy who sponsors the in-house Danish, you know, that's a big milo too. The coffee station keeps people grounded. But okay, you learn either before davening or after davening. That's step one of the day. When's your second time to learn? Again, the best time is around tefillah time. So one of the things the Chafetz Chaim talks about in this Bir Halacha is learning a little bit between Mincha and Ma'ariv. Now, I must say, this is somewhat of a lost art. I remember a few years ago hearing a discussion, by Moshe Lehrfeld. He's talking about his father, Zatzal. And here locally, it became in vogue that there's not so much time waiting in between. In the Mincha Meir of Minyanim around the town, there's not so much of a break. It basically goes Mincha, if you're lucky, a little Tehillim, Meirif. If you ever daven Young Israel, Rabbi Lehrfeld was Makbid, right?
Oh, yeah.
There was Mincha, he gave a nice share, and then he daven Meirif. Now, first and foremost, it pushed off the Dizman for Meirif a little bit, which is also a good thing. This way, you're saying Kriya Shema later, you know, after it gets dark. But there, I believe there is another reasoning behind it. I have people here. When are they going to learn? If I have them here, I could teach them Torah. Rabbi Lehrfeld helped people be Mekayim, this mitzvah of Kviyas Itim Torah at night. The Chaparayin, a little bit, either between your Mincha Ma'ariv, before your Mincha, after your Mincha, before your Ma'ariv, after your Ma'ariv, whenever you daven. You know, nowadays, in this, when I first moved here, it's not so long ago, 7 years ago, it was like outside the yeshiva that had a quote-unquote late Ma'ariv minyan, there weren't too many around the town. Now there are a few. But, you know, it's great if a person could set aside time, you know, with the Ma'ariv minyan to learn before, maybe after, depending what time you're davening. But to have a set time to learn at night, okay, people have to know themselves. You know, they get tired, people work busy days, people have busy schedules. And, you know, it could be the nighttime, you know, people try to be, go to sleep early. You know, they wake up early, they go to sleep early. Okay? But some learning at night is part and parcel, l'chachila, to do the mitzvah of Kviyas Itim HaTorah, is both day and both and night. You say to me, Rabbi, if I have a good Seder in the morning, why do I also have to learn at night? So I would advertise, a few years ago we gave a share about the importance of Limud HaTorah at night, unto itself. So you can check the website. Ayin Shem. Yeah, you know, if you have to.
So let's say you start morning before all the Sashakar.
Yeah.
And you schlep it out afterwards.
Or so
covering yourself as one.
So Ed wants to ask a question. Ed wants to hawk what's considered the Jewish day. Right? The shul makes a new policy. When does it take effect? Right. Before Alos, after Alos? I see he's ready to stay up all night. He's going to debate what time he's davening chakras. Way to go. Yes. So, you know, all of these. Actually, I'm going to get into another aspect of that in a moment. So that's the second halacha, I would say, is a person should, it's not enough just to learn. Mentioned before, it's not enough just to learn at home. Ideally, l'chachila, one should learn in a base medrash, in a shul, with a group, with a chavrusa, a shir, whatever. It's also important to try to do this both at day and at night. And, you know, especially once we get into the nights, I should address both sides of the mechitza. You know, women, wives should realize that they're partners with their husband in all these things, all these endeavors. And, okay, it's one thing the husband learns early in the morning and it doesn't affect the wife. But what about a night? Dad comes home from work. It's a long day. Okay, hopefully have a nice dinner together. Husband says, oh, sorry, I got to run out this year. So, firstly, you know, women should know what they're sacrificing when they're giving up their husbands. Look, the mitzvah of Kviyas Itim HaTorah does ideally say for people to learn both day and night. But they should realize that women get tremendous schar for allowing and facilitating, even better, even encouraging their husbands to learn. Better than whatever encouragement I give is what a person's wife could give. Right? Anyone knows good stories? I know quite a few of them. I know of a guy who, when he left yeshiva, said, didn't have his most favorable time in his years in yeshiva. Let's just say he wasn't set on having us getting back to that stuff for a while. Nice firm guy, but whatever. Learning, it's not for me. Luckily, his lucky star is he married a good wife who encouraged him to learn. And actually, yeshiva, this happens a lot. Either his wife encourages him to learn, his kids encourage him to learn. So, yeah, over time, this guy slowly went back into learning, got into learning. And he picked up Daf Yomi. I remember this guy telling me, he was an avid sports fan. He said he got such enjoyment last time going to the Meadowlands for Siyum HaShas, which he was himself a participant in. He says, I've been to this stadium many times for games. He's a poor Jets fan. But
Giants
for you. He said, maybe this takes away from his enjoyment, but he says, I never enjoyed being here so much as I was today by the Siyum HaShas. You say a Giants fan will feel different, maybe. But you never know what the encouragement of a family member, a wife, a child is for parents learning. A spouse is learning. It's not easy to do it both day and night. But Lemaisa, it's a tremendous mitzvah. And, that'll be the first question. I guess if the answer is your Kaveh Yitim Torah, it's not just a check in your box after 120 years. It's a big check in her box too. Now the next halacha. I said that before, it costs anyone any money. But let's read the language of the Shulchan Aruch. I started reading it, but I specifically left off the cost of it. Mechaber writes, Achas sheyotzim beis haknesses, yelech beis hamedrash, you should go learn, v'yikba eis lomod, v'tzorach eis yeh kavua. You should have a set time, black and white halacha on the Shulchan Aruch. Shul yavi renu, that you don't pass it by. It's got to be ideally chulk v'lo yaver. Hey, this is my chavrusa time. This is my learning time. Afim hu sover l'arviach harbe. Even if he thinks he can make a lot of money. Right? Shulchan Aruch doesn't write this by many mitzvahs. Is a person should have a set time to learn, even if it means I can miss out on business deals because of it. You're sitting and learning. Guy comes to you. Jack, I got such a deal for you right now. Or that ever-present phone, Dan's deals alert, flights to Israel, cheap. Yeah, see if it gets canceled. But people can get easily distracted when they're learning, and they'll say, okay, I have to stop learning because there's a big profit here. The Chafetz Chaim explains, if you looked in the Mishnah Berurah over there, that this is an important aspect of emunah and bitachon. A person does the right thing. He has a set time to learn. Now's the time for me to learn. I might miss out on the business deal. If you do the right thing, you're not losing out. There's no way. You miss on the business deal, Hashem will pay you back in other ways. You can't do the right thing and lose out. So thus, Shulchan Aruch writes, you have a set time to learn, even though it'll cost you money. Even your wife says, you didn't buy the tickets? I was learning. That was my set time. As Hashem, we'll get there another way. That's how far the mitzvah goes. Boy, this is an advanced Talmudic scholar we have here, right? You guys probably remember him when he was a kid. So Reb Chanan wants to be medayik that he talks about a potential profit. He says, we know from other halachas, let's say Hilchos Chol HaMoed, there's a difference between the losing out a profit versus davar ha'avod, a loss. So you want to say that maybe a loss would be different. Maybe. I didn't see anyone point that out, but it sounds like a decent diak. And yeah, you know, I hear room for a shayla for things to be weighed. But it's a davar ha'avod on both sides of the equation. Now, a fifth halacha I'd like to show. Let's read the Ramah here. The Ramah adds, "Fa'af mishenidei lomod." Say a person is really not so advanced, doesn't really know how to learn. Nevertheless, yelach beis hamedrash v'schar halicha biyado. O yikpo lo makom v'yumul ma'at b'mashi yodea. You can learn whatever you know. Chavetz Chaim talks about in the Mishnah Berurah there in Vav. Let's say a person goes to a shir and doesn't understand the shir. You get schar too. Schar halicha, schar for trying to learn. A person gets credit, you know, as a Rebbe, a Magid shir, I always try to the best of my ability to say a shir that people could understand. But, you know, there are situations where, you know, people find themselves in, you know, it's happened to me as a, definitely as a listener. He sometimes goes to shirim and it goes right over your head. It's hard to understand. You're tired, you lose it. You know, that's worth something too. And a person should try to his best of his ability to learn, okay, you know, sometimes it means to readdress. If the shir you constantly find is too challenging, maybe find a different shir. Nowadays with Daf Yomi, yeah, you can go shopping. You don't like this Daf Yomi Magid shir? Check out online. You know, all different ones, all different types. This one goes faster. This one hawks more. This one's more in-towny. This one's more slow. Everything. You have a full gamut. All Daf. It's all there. So that's another aspect. No matter what, you get schar. Now, two more I call relatively simple halachas before I get to a doozy. This is in Siman Reitz Sadi. This is Hilcha Shabbos. The Mechaber writes, Acher su de shachris kovin medrash lidros b'nevi'im lidros b'divrei agada v'asal kvo su de bos asha. Talk about in those days the Rav had a set drasha at a time after davening, and you can't make a party, don't make a kiddush during the Rav's Shabbos Agadol drasha. Right? You'll get a mishaberach, and I don't mean you'll get in trouble. Okay, haga upolim ubali batim. See, people that don't really have much time during the week, workers who don't have so much time during the week to learn. They have to spend more time learning on Shabbos. Then a Talmud Chacham. You hear that? Now, okay. You know, everything's relative. You know, it's not so easy to go from 0 to 60. You know, you got everything in life. No one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want something that's beyond our capabilities. And Hashem doesn't want us just, you know, just sitting there that I can't take it. But the concept is that people who are busy during the week with Parnassa, Shabbos, when we're off, really, right? I guess they didn't have Sundays in the Ramaz Europe. But Sundays, when we're off, is a time which, Baruch Hashem, people could dedicate to learn Torah. And there's really more of an achrayas on a person, a Baal HaBas, who works during the week to learn on Shabbos, than for Talmud Chacham, who Baruch Hashem does have the ability and the time during the week to learn. And thus, yeah, the shuls, the base medrashes, the kolam should be packed on Shabbos. Should be, right? Could be people don't have clear this Rama, but it is very important. And, I once saw there's a Sefer Chosin Yeshuas, where he talks very much that, you know, also this Kaveis Itum Torah. Person says, I'm busy at Parnassa, I couldn't do it. So the follow-up question to Kaveis Itum Torah was, what about Shabbos? What about Sundays? What about legal holidays? Did you do it then? You know, Baruch Hashem, I've seen in this community, I think in the other spots too, right? It's become more popular on, there's shiurim on Sundays, there's shiurim on legal holidays, you know, there's Baruch Hashem, there's shiurim on nights too. But whatever a person can, when the person has time off, the person's quote unquote on vacation, you know, that's a good thing to do on vacation. I got to tell a story. I can't resist. I remember once hearing a story of Rav Pam. Now, obviously, this is Rav Pam on the Gedolei Hador, but he was a younger person. I think he was maybe a young Rebbe. And him and his wife saved up money, and they decided to go to Eretz Yisrael. Going back years and years ago. They got to Eretz Yisrael. They visited Bnei Brak. They got to Bnei Brak. It was during the summer, after Tisha B'Av. And Pam saw signs that Panovich was having a Yarche Kala. They're having a whole program for people to sit and learn in the yeshiva. Rav Pam gently and kindly asked his wife, do you mind?
Instead of going to Masada.
Instead of Ein Gedi. Do you mind if I take off some time to sit and learn in this Yarche Kala? Look, people into going to Dubai nowadays. But, you know, Kaveis Itum Torah, Mastam applies on vacation too. It doesn't say, there's no asterisk, the Rama says, not on vacation. He actually goes the other way. On vacation, you have to learn more. So if you go to Dubai, I'm not sure where the local base medrash is. You have to ask the sheik. But if you decide to vacation, Be'ezus Hashem, we shall all be able to soon, in Yerushalayim, in Bnei Brak, you could find the place. To people's credit, when you come to North Miami Beach to vacation, you could find the place. And that's a beautiful thing. It's not just on Shabbosim and legal holidays, Sundays, on vacation, all times. A person should try to learn. You know, pack with a safer in your, you could pack with your snorkeling gear. But also pack with a sefer. One more halacha with the timing. It comes up at the end of Chelek Beis, Reish Laman Ches. There, let's say a person, people sometimes make like a neder, or beli neder. I'm going to learn, you know, a guy commits, I'm going to do the daf. When do you have to finish the daf by? I say I'm making a commitment. Every day I'm going to do it. Obviously, you know, I tried it for Pesach. It's not easy, right? So, when do you do it? So the Shulchan Aruch writes, "In yesh lo chol kavua lomod." It's not on your sheets. Kach lekach liyom. A set amount for a day. This is a set amount of how much to learn. A couple mishnayos a day, a couple halachas, Shulchan Aruch, Chafetz Chaim, a daf gemara, an amud gemara, half an amud gemara. You didn't finish it in that day. Yashlimu b'layla miyad. Shulchan Aruch writes that even if you didn't finish it during the day, that night is still a makeup. There is a concept that you could make up the learning. Shulchan Aruch says, Magen Avraham brings it from a Magen Avraham, that you could make up learning. I said, I'm going to do a daf. Okay, nighttime is your makeup. The next day would already be late. But as long as a person is able to do that, great. One more halacha. To me, this is the biggest chiddush. There's halacha, osik b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. Basically means that if I'm doing one mitzvah, I'm doing bikur cholim, okay, I don't have to do a different mitzvah of tzedakah or something else. There's one major exception, it's by Talmud Torah. By Talmud Torah, we say that if it's a mitzvah of eres, if there's no one else to do it, we say a person's supposed to be mevatel from his limud Torah to go do the other mitzvah. Despite the fact that osim mitzvah is patur min a mitzvah, Talmud Torah, we say, you are at times mevatel. But the Sefer Charedim has an idea. It's brought down later in the Sefer Yosef Omitz, very early Sefer, that when it comes to the mitzvah of Kviyas Itim Torah, person has a set time to learn, that's greater in a certain sense than any other mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You're not Docha. Talmud Torah is usually Docha, mitzvah of Eres. Not pasking halacha lemaisa, if you know it's time for mikra megillah and you didn't do your kviyas itim Torah yet, and it's the only megillah you're gonna get. Do we say you don't do megillah now? Okay, I'm not saying that. I'm not sure about that one, but in general, the concept of the Sefer Charedim is this mitzvah of kviyas itim Torah is so great that lemaisa, a person should do whatever. That mitzvah trumps any other mitzvah. So if you're doing your mitzvah, kviyas itim Torah, don't stop. We saw earlier from the Mechaber, don't stop even if it means a potential big gain of money. Still got to learn. So all these things, all these halachas are all part of this mitzvah, kviyas itim Torah. I want to end with a story. I happened to be by a shiva house the other day. You get a lot of, you know, you come to a shiva house to give people chizuk. A lot of times you walk out the opposite. They give you chizuk. And I'm sitting there and someone says, Rabbi, I have to tell you a story. I'll leave out the names. Some people might know. But he said he knows of a story. There once was a group of people in shul that, you know, during the free time in shul, they would sit around. It wasn't davening. Davening was finished, in between minyanim, and they were sitting around the shmooze. It's pretty normal. You see it all around. And, you know, after doing this for years, one of the lead schmoozers decided, you know, we're sitting here, we're just schmoozing every week. Why don't we do something with our time? Why don't we learn? Why don't we make a seder? And the person who was telling me the story said, coming from that guy's mouth, he's the big schmoozer. If he was ready to learn, I guess we all had to be in. So he led everybody to, we'll start a share. We'll have someone give us a share and we'll learn during our break time, during this time before tefillah. And Kanai Nahara, that share took off. And lots of people joined. You look around that shul, you don't see too many people just sitting around schmoozing. People are engaged in limud Torah. And it's all because of this mitzvah. Mitzvah kviyas itim Torah. Look, we're here anyway, we're schmoozing. We have the time. Why don't we take advantage of it? Why don't we do something? And the person told me this story. He says, that was one share that was started. And there are quite a few others that also started, all from this attitude that, hey, we have time, why don't we take advantage of it? And that, I think, is the ultimate thing we could do coming into the Yontif Shavuos. A Kabbalah Satara doesn't just mean what happened on Har Sinai in the year 2448. It's what happens right here in Florida, in New York, in Tucson, Arizona, wherever they're listening to this year. Right? You could also make that same Kabbalah Satara. You too stood at that mountain. And if we accept upon ourselves, if we commit ourselves to learn more, to find the time, to set aside a time, day and night, Bezus Hashem, only good things to come from it. Thank you very much for listening. Have a good Yontif, a wonderful week.